There are countless reasons to protect our children and their impressionable developing minds from violence in the media. In a previous article, one talked about media violence and the effects on our psyche, and this article will focus on the long-term psychological effects of continued exposure to media violence on our children. How media violence affects the minds and mental health of our children concerns me greatly. I have always been outspoken on this topic, having censored what my children watched or listened to, on TV, movies, music, or played, on video games, but it is a hard position to uphold, as media violence is so popular and mainstream. And once my kids were old enough to go to friends' homes where it was permitted, the battles began, and eventually, even though I was able to delay the inevitable, my kids were exposed to mainstream media through their peers and at school. And of course, they came home and put pressure on me for access to the violent movies or video games. I held fast with my older children and suffered through many complaints that I was withholding and denying an entertainment venue that was so much fun, and all the other kids had it. Unfortunately, by the time my youngest came along a dozen years later, my older kids exposed him to shows and games that I did not allow them to watch at his age. Keeping on top of his media influence was an exercise in futility, especially as he learned to hack into my computer when he was 3. Before internet content was regulated, there were some terrible videos going around, but nothing like what is available today on the totally unregulated dark web, including real live videos of murders, rapes, torture. I suggest all parents set up a good program to monitor and control what their children are exposed to. And when your kids go to other homes to play, make sure they also have these restrictions in place. We used Disney Circle 15 years ago, and I am not current on how many are available now, but Google Family Link seems to be popular. Sadly, my youngest with his clever mind hacked our security system continuously, and by the time he was 15 or 16, we couldn't stay ahead of him. I had to hope that convincing him of the dangers to his impressionable mind was enough to keep him safe. It wasn't. He told me last year, at 17 years old, that there is nothing he hasn't seen. Heartbreaking to say the least. The long-term effects of exposure to media and gaming violence on children is a topic of ongoing research and debate, and it is important to note that individual experiences and reactions can vary. Following are some potential long-term effects. Desensitization to violence. Exposure to violent content in media and games over time can lead to desensitization, where children become less emotionally responsive to violence and its consequences. This may make them more accepting of aggressive behavior in real life. Aggressive behavior. Exposure to violent media and an increase in aggressive behavior, both in the short term and potentially in the long term. Decreased empathy. Exposure to violent media may reduce a child's empathy and compassion for others, making them less sensitive to the suffering of others, causing potential long-term implications for their interpersonal relationships and moral development. Fear and anxiety. Children who frequently watch violent media content may experience increased fear and anxiety, particularly if they are exposed to graphic or realistic violence. These feelings can persist into adulthood and contribute to anxiety disorders. Cognition issues. Excessive exposure to violent video games may impact cognitive processes, such as attention, memory, and problem-solving skills. Success in school can be affected negatively. Normalizing aggressiveness. Violent media can introduce aggressive scripts and norms that children may internalize, affecting their perceptions of acceptable behavior and conflict resolution strategies. Sleep problems. Being exposed to violent media, especially before bedtime, can lead to sleep disturbances and nightmares, which can have long-term consequences on a child's physical and mental health. Increased risk of bullying and aggressive behavior in peer groups. According to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, children exposed to media violence are more likely to be aggressive, engage in bullying behaviors, or associate with other kids who have aggressive tendencies. There are many publications regarding video game addiction, and it is important to understand what makes violent media stimuli, particularly violent video games, so popular and also addictive. This site offers some excellent information. It's important to emphasize that the relationship between media and gaming, violence and real-world behavior is complex, and not all children will be equally affected. I feel that children with neurodivergent issues are more vulnerable. There are many good articles on the internet attesting to this, as well as several books, articles and podcasts. What can parents and caregivers do? We can stick to our guns with monitoring and limiting children's exposure to violent content. We can educate our children on the long-term negative effects of media violence. We can promote a healthy balance between screen time and other activities. We can read to, or play with our kids more. This is easier with younger children, but finding a common non-screen interest, hobby or sport to do with our teens is a great way to initiate quality time and guidance opportunities. Additionally, fostering open communication and providing a supportive environment can help children process and understand the content they encounter in media and games. The parents of my generation did not realize the negative impact media and gaming violence would have on our children's mental health. We did not foresee the progression and outcome of this addiction. I urge the new generation of parents to be diligent in protecting their children from the harmful effects of violent media and gaming, and hold on to their kids' innocence a little longer. Claire Nielsen is a health coach, author, public speaker and founder of www.elixirforlife.ca. The information provided in the above article is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional health and medical advice. Please consult a doctor or healthcare provider if you're seeking medical advice, diagnoses and/or treatment.